Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And the pitch. Swung on, did it. Crushed, and the Phillies are going to lead it 4-0. A 3-run home run for Rhys Hoskins. His first postseason home run, and he's sprinting around third base. What a moment here at Citizens Bank.
What a moment indeed. Rhys Hoskins against the Braves 2 years ago. Welcome back, Midday Show. We're live today. Chickies at Pizza South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than Kraz Fries and Ice Cold Budweiser online. ChickiesatPizza.com. Now, Hugh, everyone remembers that moment, the Hoskins bat slam that really ignited that postseason run. You know what's a little bit of an underrated part of what led up to that?
What was that?
Well, Rhys was under a lot of fire in the city heading into game 3 of that series because he had a big defensive blunder in game number 2 against the Atlanta Braves down in Atlanta. See, we're opposite, Hugh, and you don't think defense matters in football.
No, I think it's a luxury, yeah, right. Not a necessity.
It matters in baseball. They didn't have another lever they could have pulled. They had to keep Rhys at first base. It wasn't very good defensively. They have a lever to pull here. If they're winning late in games, I would absolutely take Trey off the field and put Edmundo Sosa in. Are you going to hear from Middleton and Dombrowski in a few minutes here? Let's go to the phone lines here and all this stuff. Mets, do you want them? They play the Brewers tonight. The winner comes to Philadelphia Saturday. Fully trust Topper? Yes or no? And Trey Turner, if the Phillies are winning, I'll make it clear the way I'm framing this. I'm not starting Sosa. Obviously, Trey's a shortstop, and Trey's their number two hitter. And his upside is very high when he gets hot. We know that. I'm just saying if they're winning late in games and the Phillies are up 4-3, ninth inning of a game, I'm taking Trey off the field, and I'm putting Sosa in for the best defense possible. Where do you come down on all this? Let's go to Jim in Center City. What's up, Jim?
Joe Giglio, what's happening?
Jim in Center City. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
So, you know, Joe, sometimes I know when things are getting a little slow or you're feeling a certain way, you know, these ideas pop in your head. I'm going to take my $300 million all-star shortstop and bench him in the most critical time of the game to put Edmundo Sosa in the game.
Yes.
So he can be a defensive replacement. Now, let's just talk about one thing. Let's talk about men managing men and culture. You can't manage a culture within a clubhouse and take your best players and bench them in the most critical times. It sends the worst message to the entire team.
Who's the better defensive player, and do you think everyone in the clubhouse knows who the better defensive player is?
regardless of who's the better defensive player. Well, it's culture, Joe. It's culture.
But Jim, culture is an extract.
No, it's not abstract.
It's been 2 years of Trey being one of the worst defensive players in the league. No question he is. He's had over 30 errors in 2 years. And we all know with our eyes, Sosa is a very good defensive player. I don't know how you, as a manager, could look the other guys in the eyes. Like, culture is about team over player, is it not?
Culture is about team over player. Exactly. It's about team and the messaging to the team and the management of the team and the buy-in of the team. The team will not buy in if you take your best player and bench him in the most critical moment. You know that.
I disagree.
Everyone knows that.
What I think it is, I think it's the easy way out. And here's what I think is going to happen. I don't believe they're going to do this, Jim. I mean, we all know this is probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I believe deep down, Topper and every coach on the Phillies will cross their fingers and hope the ball is not hit to Trey in the biggest moments of the postseason. That's what I believe. And Jim, they might get away with it. They might have a parade. But if the ball's hit to him in a critical spot, we're all going to worry he's going to mess it up. We're all going to worry.
Like we were with Hoskins at first base, right? We worried about it. But it's a result of our players who are going to be on the field to be on the field. So do I wish for it to not be hit to him in that critical moment? Sure. Is it most likely going to happen in a critical moment? Yes. Do I believe in Trey Turner? Yes. I believe in the player and Trey Turner. 100%.
Jim, I believe in what he is. I mean, Jim, and we appreciate the call, and it's a fair call. But, like, let's just call it for what it is. Trey is probably going to have a hot streak in this postseason. He might put him on his back for one of these series here and hit a lot because he's capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
He's also probably going to screw up something at shortstop. I mean, like, just this is who he is. It's not about belief, it's about who he is.
But, see, this is the thing, Joe. This is how I interpret what you're saying. Basically, hey, Trey, like your bat, you've been doing well, but – and I know you're not saying this, but this is what it sounds like. But I know you're about to screw up out there in the outfield at some point or in the infield at some point. So in order to, you know, not have that moment, I'm going to take you out in key moments during the game because I don't want you to screw it up for me. That's what he hears. You're not saying that, but in essence, that's what you're doing.
Can I give you – well, yeah, but that's okay. But why are we so worried about one player over the team? That blows me away.
It's because you're worried about that one player. He's one of your big guns, correct? He's one of the guys that you're going to have to depend on.
Of course.
And what you don't want to happen is by you sending that message, putting him in a situation where he feels like he's not adequate enough to get the job done when you need him to. That's the psyche of a player. You can't do that.
But we do this with other players. I mean, so let's give me an example. Do you believe, and I think we all do, that Rojas will be in the game for defense in the ninth inning, even if he doesn't start?
Yes, but
But it takes someone off the field. Someone has to accept they have to come off the field, and Rojas is better than them defensively. That could be Marsh or Hayes, right? Why don't we care about them?
Yeah, because they're not Trey Turner. Trey Turner's in a different stratosphere. Trey Turner, a few years ago, was your $300 million man. He was the guy that you went out to get that helped make your team better. So it's certain things that certain players – you can't treat them all the same way, and he's one of those guys.
All right, I'm going to give you an example of something. And this is a long time ago, but it's a name everyone knows. Bill Buckner. Okay, Bill Buckner was a borderline Hall of Famer. People don't remember that now, Hugh, because when you think of his name, you think he screwed up the play at first base for the Red Sox, right, against the Mets in the 86 World Series. Everyone remembers that name. You know, in games 1, 2, and 5 of that series, they took him off the field for defense, and they wanted him to be on the field to win the World Series. They felt indebted to him because he was a good player for a long time and he was one of their biggest names, and they kept him on the field so they could celebrate the World Series. He blew it. They didn't put their best players on the field in that moment.
Yeah.
I
hear what you're saying, Joe, but it just sends the wrong message. And I feel strongly about this.
I know
you do. You don't want to let doubt creep into his mind at any point during this significant run that we're about to go on. You don't want that.
Do you really think he'll field any different the next day? I don't.
I do.
I think he'll be the same guy.
I do.
I think it's just
you're talking about the same guy who, for whatever reason, if it's true or not, went on a tear after that we gave him a standing O.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think that bothers him?
Well, no, it might.
You don't think that affects him?
But I think his limitations at shortstop are not because of his brain.
Well,
I think they're because of his body. I think he'll play shortstop the best he can.
No, but players, whether you believe this or not, Joe, some baseball players, some professional athletes in general, they're super sensitive. They're super sensitive.
Well, I don't care about feelings.
I understand that, Joe, but you're going to need these guys. You have to care about it when it could potentially affect another aspect of his game. You have to care about it.
Well, I just wish we had truth serum for all of them, because they all say we don't want the ball hit to him in the biggest moment. Mike in Fishtown is up. What's up, Mike? Mike, you there,
hey,
pal?
You
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I was just calling. Frass made a great point about the fans and showing up and stuff like that.
Yep.
Everyone's afraid of the Mets because they're afraid of the fans or they're annoyed with the fans coming down here. I think the underlying issue is we're just embarrassed that they are going to take over again.
Well, Mike, I think it's a fear. I think the Knicks series in the playoffs last year in the NBA, it's in everyone's head, Hugh, that, like, we don't – it was embarrassing. It really was. I mean, to listen to the Knicks, it sounded like a Knicks home game, some mm-hmm. of those games. We don't want that to happen again. Mike, to be fair, though, I don't think it will be as egregious. I think at that point, Sixers fans had kind of checked out. We didn't even know if Embiid was going to play. It was a 7-seed team. I don't think it will be as egregious as it was then. But that fear might be in people's heads.
Yeah, it shouldn't be as egregious. It is the Phillies we're talking about. Let's be real. The Sixers are kind of a B team right now in Philly, especially with there were talks of moving the can and stuff like that. But it would just be a total embarrassment for Saturday to roll around and the stands are blue and orange instead of red.
It would be awful. No, you know, it would be, Mike, it would be awful. Now I'm going to be there, and if we do get the Mets, we have to mute them. Like, we have to make sure we're louder than whatever they have there. But, yeah, it would be it'd be annoying. And, Mike, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, that's the thing you've been bringing up. It would just be annoying, and it would change the home field if we get the Mets.
Yeah. Because that's what it is, man. And they're just an annoying fan base. They're going to come down here. They're going to be loud. They're going to be obnoxious. And just like when the Knicks were here, they just went out of their way to do extra stuff. And you know how it always goes. They always go to the museum, and everybody wants to go to the Rocky statue and do the thing at the Rocky statue and do disrespectful stuff. Ain't nobody got time for all that, man. Nobody
yeah, well, I mean, you're right about that. But there is one thing about the potential Mets series that we haven't talked much about. We could go up there for games 3 and 4. Like, you know, they don't.
Yeah, we could get it, yeah.
Would home field be different here if there was 10,000 Mets fans? Of course it is. It's going to not sound the same. But we could also take over their place for a couple games.
That would be fun.
It'd be great. Though. Let's go to Bobby G, who's up. What's up, Bobby G?
Hugh, for real? Man, sit that guy down. Sit him down. Listen, 5 out of the last 9 years, Trey Turner's fielding percentage has been lower than the major league average. 5 out of 9 times. Sit him down, sir. Sit him down. He can't be trusted to make the routine play. Sit him down.
Especially Bobby G, and thank you for the stats. I like that. He threw some stats at you. Especially when you have a guy like Sosa, who is clearly a better defender.
No, I mean, I hear you. I just think that it sends the wrong message.
But it sends the accurate message.
And okay, what if you need that bat? What if we go into a game where it's all tied up and then you need that bat? Sosa in a situation.
I got to ask you a question.
What's that?
In your career, and I'm sure you prided yourself on being able to stop the run if you had to, but you –
That happened to me before while you're playing.
Okay.
And you know what we did?
What we do?
We lost the game. We were in the NFC Championship game.
Against Tampa.
And there's Tampa Bay. And they went to what they called the elephant package. And we had a package that we called elephant. And in order – and John Gruden told me this. This is how I know. John Gruden said, we knew that in this certain package that you were off the field.
Sure.
We couldn't block you. So we ran that package, and they threw out of that package, and they did it the whole game.
So that's a great example. You live this, right?
Yes.
But in football, you can affect – like, you can't purposely hit the ball to shortstop. You know what I mean? Like, it's harder. Like, you could get you off the field and run at your spot. And, Bobby, we appreciate the phone call. I just mean – and that's a good example, and unfortunately, you guys lost that game. Would you have rushed the quarterback less effectively if you came off the field on the goal line, or did you understand that was your role? You see what I mean? Like, you're afraid it's going to affect Trey. And my thing is, Trey's going to hit the next game the best he can.
I think it has the potential because it affected me in a negative way because I never wanted to play the run in the first place. I never wanted to do that anyway. But, Joe, I will tell you this. In that instance.
Did it affect your confidence?
In that instance, it didn't affect because I didn't want to play it. So I was okay with it. But in that instance, it affected me because I knew what was happening. And I remember going to Jim, and I said, Jim, I'll play the run today because that's how much this meant to me. And he didn't put me back out there. He stayed in the package because I knew everybody and their mother knew what they were doing. They would go to this package. It would put me on the sideline, and they would throw the football.
They dictated the game.
They dictated it.
I get it.
And I was like, listen, man, I'll play it. I will do just on the fly. Show me what I need to do, and we'll get it done.
So I like your example. Now, if I thought Trey's issues on defense were a matter of want to and concentration, I would feel different. I just don't think he's a good defender. I don't think he dogs it. I don't think he doesn't want to be out there. I mean, obviously, he's a shortstop. I just think he's not very good at it. 215-592-9494. Live today from Chickies at South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Online, chickiesandpeets.com. All right, before we go back to the phone lines on all this, let's hear from the Phillies owner, John Middleton, joined the morning show today, Hugh. This morning was a big announcement. How about Phillies baseball staying on WIP for years to come? Hugh, we heard that coming in today, and Phillies baseball belongs on WIP. Doesn't it? It's like
it's synonymous.
Baseball and the radio, and Middleton said it today. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's synonymous, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like if we weren't allowed to do some of the things that we do with the Phillies, to training camp and things like that. Because I was in a city that didn't have the baseball team, and granted, it was different because it was a different city. But at the same time, this just feels right. And it did feel kind of weird not having that team, but this just feels right.
Oh, I couldn't imagine the Phillies on WIP. John Middleton was a guest this morning in the morning show, and he was talking about this team compared to the last couple teams and why this one even more complete.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Well, I think if you look at the 07 through 11 team, and you look at the 80 team, I think each of those teams, and I would say the same thing about our team, I think we've gotten better every year. I think this is a more complete team. The roster from top to bottom is better. You know, we've kept the top, we've raised the bottom, the average is higher. And I think there's experience matters. And Nick made a point about what we did in the offseason is we knew the players could do this. And the players now know each other better. They understand each other better. I think it's a more cohesive team today than it was in 22. So I think all of those ways. And look, this is a sport where the interaction between players is especially important because you're playing 6 out of 7 days with them. And so you're constantly with them. And I think that chemistry is really, really important.
Oh, and they have that, Hugh. I mean, I felt that you mentioned when we got a chance to go down to spring training. I have felt since spring training that this team was on a different kind of mission than I've ever seen them have. Like 2 years ago, it was let's just hope we can get to the playoffs. And the last year was let's hope we could replicate it again, but they got off to a tough start. This team, even with the lull in the middle of the season, they have had a look to them since we talked to them in spring training. It's just they have been locked in on this is the goal, and now they get a chance to go finish this thing off.
Yeah, man, and it sounds like right now that they have – they're in a position where they know what they need to do and they know what they don't want to do as far as what it takes to win it all, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for this thing to get started. I'm excited for Saturday because it's going to be jumping down there.
Oh, it's going to be so loud. There was actually a story in the Inquirer the other day about how they incorporate the music to get the crowd going. It's just it's an atmosphere unlike anything else in sports right now. Marie is in Springfield on WIP. Hey, Marie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Marie. What's up today?
Okay, so here's what I have to say. Listen, trust. I guess it comes to performance. If we're game five with the Mets, we're up one, bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth. If Trey Turner has had two defensive errors, get him the hell out. Look what Thompson did with Kimbrell last year. Why, when someone is not performing, do you trust them? In that situation, you do not.
Well, especially, Marie, as you set it up, if it's the biggest moment of the series. I mean, at some point, you have to manage what the reality is. You can't manage what you hope. I think there's a hope that Trey's going to figure it out, and it's not going to be it's not going to kill us, right? He'll make the play, and everyone will be happy. But, Marie, I got to go with my eyes tell me, and my eyes tell me Edmundo Sosa is a better defender.
He is, but Trey has the bat.
Yes,
and
of course.
And I think it's going to come down to Rob has to look at performance. He trusted Kimbrel last year. Everybody's heart sank when that man went on the mound again. Who remembers?
Oh, of course. I mean, we all knew it was a mistake as it happened. Marie, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a good phone call. Here we trusted Craig Kimbrel last year at a track
record. I remember that because I think I mentioned that earlier. He did.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, it was a little tough.
Yeah, you trust the guy
but
with
I think
the
it's record. A little different in this situation. But your scenario does make me think about a few things. But I still, again, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it in that scenario.
So I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're not going to do this. I mean, I'd be shocked. We had Larry Bowen earlier. He said no. You're saying no. I think most people would say no. But in the biggest moment of the postseason, if the ball is hit to Trey, how are you going to feel? I'm going to be.
You're going to look at. I know what's going to
so
happen.
So nervous. So nervous.
No, I get that. And I know what's going to potentially happen the next day if we have to do a show.
I'm going to make I told you so Hugh look like small potatoes.
Yeah. And that might be a conversation that needs to be had, but I think initially, no, you don't do it. I don't think you do it.
Kyle, how are you going to feel if it's the ninth inning of the biggest game of October? He does not put Sosa in for defense, and the ball is hit to Trey in the biggest moment.
Well, just sort of based on how Hugh's been acting around here lately, I am going to I told you so hard on Hugh Douglas, and he's going to be feeling it.
Actually, you're in trouble on this, Hugh. I mean, you'd be the one.
Let's just hope.
Yeah, we're going to blame you.
Why let's hope? Just hope. Hope is not a strategy.
Let's just say, let's just pray. It's the same thing as hoping. That this scenario does not present itself.
Oh, that's your strategy.
Yeah. I don't think it will, though.
But why not? The ball could certainly be at the shortstop.
No, I don't think any of these games are going to be close.
Excuse me?
I really don't.
They're all going to be close.
No. Nah. I'm not going to say roll through this, but it's going to be comfortable. We're going to be in a comfortable spot because we have a veteran squad.
Oh, my goodness.
They've been through this before, and everything's going to be okay. Hugh. We're not going to have any of those moments where we're going to be breaking down, whether, you know, the double switch or anything like that. It's not – none of that's going
to
happen.
Hugh, I think you need to order
some
gummies because this – get ready for a roller coaster. This is not going to be easy. Wally is up. Wally is on WIP. Hey, Wally.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Are you out of your mind?
Nope.
Absolutely out of your mind?
For wanting the best possible team on the field to finish
even
games.
How can you even think about benching Trey Turner? The only way he gets benched is if he's hurt.
Well, it's not benching. It's not benching.
Well, he's talking about it in a certain scenario.
It's a defensive replacement.
If you take a starter off the field, it's benching. You're benching him.
Hold on a second.
Three quarters of this game is mental.
Wally, hold on. I just want to make sure we're on the same page with your framing of benching. So if Rojas doesn't start the game and they start Marsh in center and Hayes in left and they pull Marsh for Rojas in the ninth inning, was Marsh benched?
Is he sitting on the bench and not in the field?
So you think that's benching?
It's absolutely
benching. It's a defensive replacement, Wally.
It's still a bet. You're putting him on the bench.
Is a pitcher, when he comes out of the game, like when Wheeler gets pulled in the sixth inning on Saturday, is he benched?
No, that's different. He's going to the clubhouse.
It's a substitution, Wally. It's substituting.
So here's the deal. You don't bench an all-star shortstop ever.
Why?
Unless he's hurt.
Why?
Because he's your guy. He's been your guy all year. The only reason he didn't start earlier in the year is because he was hurt.
Who's the better defensive player?
Sosa is, but he's not the better player, and he's not a leader on the team.
But wait a second. But the better overall player, it's not Jermaine, because you have a lead. Three outs, the game is over.
I like
Jermaine. The guy never hits again if you get the outs.
But Rojas is the best defensive outfielder. Are you going to start him over everybody in the outfield?
But I didn't say start, Wally. That's never been the discussion. It's about if you have the lead in the ninth inning. Obviously, Trey starts every game. You want his bat in there.
You're going to mess with his head, man. You can't do that.
Well, he's been messing with my head with his glove for 2 years.
See, that's the thing that I don't think Joe's getting. It's the mental aspect of the game.
But it's not about him. It's about the team. Why do we appreciate it? Why are you guys putting him above the team?
No, it's not putting him above the team, Joe.
It sounds like it.
It's managing different perceptions that people have about the moves that you make.
I think this is a it sounds small. I know you might think it's small. I think it's going to be a critical moment in October.
I will say this.
I want my ninth inning with a lead. I'd get all my best defensive players in the field. Everyone.
I will say this. There are certain, like, I was the type of player, a whole lot, it didn't bother me. Certain players are super sensitive, and you have to coach them differently. I was what you would consider coached hard, and I never took it personal. Some guys you can't coach like that. Some guys you could put them in that scenario and they'll understand perfectly what you're doing. They'll understand that. And they're all about what's best for the team.
When
you do that, they internalize that and it affects them in the long haul. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about by me taking him out on defense has the potential of affecting the way that he hits.
All I know is once upon a time, if Hugh Douglas was not on the field for a goal line spot, I still expected a sack the next series. All right? 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. We're live from Chickie's at Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Philly's baseball. The crab fries and ice cold Budweiser online at chickiesatpete's.com. All right, here's what we got coming up, 1 o'clock hour. All your phone calls on all this. The Mets, do you want them or are you scared of the Mets? Topper, is it a full trust? Is it full trust when you want Topper? And the Trey Turner thing. Ninth inning with a lead. I would take Trey off the field. I would put Sosa in for defense. Would you do it? Hugh doesn't want to. We'll get to all that coming up. 215-592-9494. And Alex Coffey from the Philadelphia Inquirer will join us. Plus, Big Game Dante is going to be here with us to sing the national anthem coming up in just a little bit. He's our guy, Big Game Dante, going to be live at Chickie's at Pete's for the anthem coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how much I love Hatfield Bacon for breakfast. I can eat bacon all day. And now Hatfield has made it easier to enjoy a delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. Savory breakfast ham slices. They got pork roll. They have breakfast sausage links. And they have Canadian bacon. And soon in your grocery store's frozen section, Hatfield's frozen sausage patties and links, perfect for those busy mornings. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retail location near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.